Now, as we continue our lesson, we want to look at two types of ministers, two types of pastoral leadership in a local congregation. Now, we don't see this as clearly in the New Testament text as we kind of see it illustrated in Old Testament text. And you say, that sounds kind of weird because Jesus is New Testament. Yes, but you know, you got to have both and you got to learn from both. And what's funny is this example that we see in Old Testament text is so relevant to the way we do ministry in the 21st century. And really for the last two centuries prior to that, because if you look at this kind of post-Reformation attitude that that Wesley and many others brought into congregational structure and things like this, you will see this very clearly. And so as we look at this, let's just very simply see what it says to us and then apply it to what we are today as the Church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ here in North America, specifically as we learn and teach in this arena, and how that looks in our congregational settings. Let's first of all look that there are two types of ministers, two types of pastoral leadership. There is what we first call the Moses leaders, and we see this example in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "And God furthermore said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you." Listen to that. Has sent me to you. There's a lot of implication there, but it's very discernible implication. This is, and he goes on to say, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. The issue here with the Moses type of ministry is this issue where he says, God has sent me to you. Okay, this imp-